Get ready for a podcast from Te Reo Irirangi Kotahi.
Time. We just had Caribou, the one, the only, play an amazing live to air in the Radio 1 studio. How you guys feeling?
Tired.
Oh, still have the energy. Yeah, pretty shaking. Shaking, perhaps.
I made the mistake of the ski jacket, so I'm like,
yo,
way too hot. But that's just kind of a general dealing I have in life, so.
Oh, I don't know about that, but.
You know, I had to come up for especially the last song.
Yeah.
The last song got me there.
It's a big time.
I distract the bandmates sometimes.
Hey.
Okay, wait. Whoa. Yeah. You're on live radio right now.
Oh, no.
Sorry, guys.
Come on. Was that the. Is it your first live to air?
Yeah, it was.
Come on. Live to air virgins. How are you feeling?
We're no longer on the radio.
It was good. That was so thrilling.
Yep.
Yeah.
That was like surreal. I've dreamt ever since I came. Like, I feel like everyone in the city dreams as soon as you come down.
Yeah, like trying to get it for 2 years.
Yeah, we've been hoping and praying, and we got the ask, and it was like, yes.
We got it. Yes, we locked it in.
Nepotism works wonders sometimes, doesn't it, Mario?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
It really does work wonders.
Yeah.
I think it was really cool doing it with, like, an audience.
Yeah, true. No, yeah, Kaya and Jeremy were saying the same thing. Were you guys, like, nervous doing it with an audience, or...?
I was really nervous. I feel like I'm at the nerves are there, and then you start playing.
Yeah.
And then it's like they're either there, or you kind of just get lost in it, and then you wake up 20 minutes later.
Legit. I was just like, I was initially nervous, but then when I start playing, I'm locked in my own.
Yeah, no, you were in the zone, dude.
Closing those eyes and do it just. There's math happening in there.
Math to the drums.
That is true.
Fun. Yeah, it was real fun though.
Yo.
I really reckon.
Yeah.
Same time next week.
Huh? Same time next week.
Same time next week. Get you guys in the studio. We'll get you guys in the studio with no audience, and then you can decide which one you liked better.
Yeah, true. Ooh. I mean, if you have us again, we're here.
That was nice.
Fun. What was your favorite part about it? Instant reflection, guys. It's favorite part right now. Let's go.
When we were performing it, I didn't know that energy was there. I was like, oh, that. Sudden burst of energy. It's like, here we go. This is the vibe of the gig, and we're going through it.
I did like that. That intro
was sick.
Yeah, I think that was my favorite. It was so tight. We didn't even introduce it. I was just straight into Caribou because that's the introduction song. So.
Yes, it's iconic.
That was the classic throwback from O Week of First Year. We all met.
Yeah. Oh my god. How did you all meet? Let's talk about that.
Okay, sure.
Mario had some cool shoes on.
Yeah, I had
cherry docks. Mario wears cool things?
I know, right? I was in the cherry docks.
Crazy.
And he was in my floor, and I said I did a music degree, and he came and found me afterwards and was like, you do a music degree? And I was like, what do you mean? And we ended up jamming together, and then you invited Cam along.
I knew that Cam played the piano. So I thought Cam could play piano on a jam, and then he was like, "Oh, I can do drums too." And he sat down and did some crazy stuff.
Play drums, just chill like that.
In the most humble way possible, he's like, "Yeah, I can play drums." Yeah. Gets on the drums. Oh my lord, I was in love. From that point forward, I was like, "This is." I found my drummer soulmate. Like, this is the guy.
Love of your life, right there.
And then Colton, you came along a little bit later.
Yeah, just before the intercom,
which was our first ever actual. Yeah, before our first ever actual gig, other than the one we did at Halls, into college, we needed an extra player, and I'd met Colton. We had met each other when you were in first year, and I was in high school, and I knew he plays guitar. I was like, do you want to play bass? And he was like, yep. And then Caribou was born at Intercollege when we played Big 18.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Iconic moments.
And that was also when we met ABDK, actually.
That's true.
That was when we met ABDK and became really good mates with them. So
because
they won the previous year.
And they were just playing along while the judges were doing their thing, and they really liked us and basically adopted us.
I love
parents.
The coolest. group of people.
That's true. They're so fun.
I think basically every gig we got for Sim 1 of that year was
because of
the Dropkicks. Were like, hey, you guys want to play again? And we're like, yes,
yeah!
Please.
Yes,
say
no please.
So fun.
We were such like giddy, excited for
us.
Remember our first pint night?
Oh my god, yeah. First
pint night. We found out about them when we got down here, but then all of a sudden, as soon as we met them, they were like our idols. Like,
yo.
Just, or at least I know for me, I really was like, these are like the coolest people ever.
That's true.
That's so fun.
Yeah.
Oh, we look up to them and thank God for that opportunity. Or else. Yeah.
And thank you, New Zealand, on air and Radio 1, actually.
We are as well.
And have a Radio 1 new Merry New Year.
Radio is Merry, Merry Music Month and a Happy New Live to Air.
And a Live to Air. And a Live to Air.
Yeah, Merry Music Month and a Live to Air.
For real, for real.
Yeah, I can't.
I guess we've talked about early stages Caribou. We've talked about
the Caribou Extended Universe.
The Caribou Extended Universe before. What are the next steps of Caribou?
We're going to announce our world tour soon.
Yeah. For real? Yeah. Okay. So nice.
We've got
world domination.
Lots. Yeah, world domination. But we start with the world tour. So, we've
so
got
first, we're going to invade Australia, probably.
Okay. Yeah.
We
probably
need about 6,000 like standard troops, I'd say.
Dedicated Caribou listeners.
Yeah, dedicated Caribou listeners to invade Australia.
And we're at 5,999 right now.
Yeah, so we just need one more. If you're listening right now, we need one more of you to go to Australia
to join
and
the
take over the country.
Caribou New World Order.
Caribou
New World Order. That's the next step of the year.
World tour, world domination, alien invasion.
Yeah,
are we going to dominate other planets?
Still waiting on that.
Yeah.
Still planets.
That's still in the works. We've got a lot under the works.
Definitely Mars first.
Yeah. Not the moon.
1,000 gigs, maybe.
Well, the moon isn't a planet.
Yeah,
but you could like, no, I know the moon's not a planet, Ben.
Well, the moon also doesn't exist.
Oh,
no,
that's another theory. It's short for man and explaining. It's like a combination of the two words.
What moon is?
No, man.
Oh no! Oh my god!
Guys, that's so funny.
We should start a podcast, guys.
After world domination is the Caribou podcast.
Caribou podcast.
That's step two.
Yeah.
And that's when we're going to talk about the songs he wrote, like Gobstopper. that's our favorite song we wrote.
Yeah. Of course,
for sure.
Funny. Anyway. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for an amazing live to air.
Yeah.
Thanks for a good chat, as
thank
random
you for
as it was.
As good interview. Sorry, as in.
Serious
shade being thrown. Oh, right now,
no, I meant like.
Wow, no, I didn't know you felt that way, Mario. Like, maybe I shouldn't get you on Monday.
No, I meant like. So, like, basically, what I was trying to like say was that you were going to say thank you for a very good live to air and an even worse interview. I was saying you should say that. I wasn't saying you did an incredible job at interviewing. I'm gonna stop talking now.
Okay. I thought it was an incredible interview, but you know what? It's fine. Whatever.
I thought it was a great one too.
Good.
It
was
nice.
All right. Yeah. It's a pleasure to talk to you guys
much.
As always.
Yeah. Thank you, Maddie.
Pleasure to have you on air.
I'll see you on Monday.
See you on.
Where you can't get rid of me.
Yeah. I can. I can meet you.
You actually very easily can.
Very easily can. Get out!
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Cheer
the hoy-ho.
Yeah, cheer
the hoy-ho. All right.
Oh, that's actually in the works. Flipperfest this
year. Oh, yeah, true.
That'll be start of August. Mm. Save the date for Flipperfest, but there's no dates yet, so you'll have to wait.
Save the idea for Flipperfest.
Yeah, save the idea. Yeah. Save the thought in your brain.
Yeah.
And if you're really anticipating it, then donate to the Alloy Penguin Trust, please.
Real.
They need our support.
Hoorah!
Hoorah.
Hoorah for the hoy-ho.
Yeah.
No, Maine. Anyway. Thanks for listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. There are heaps more at r1.co.nz.